Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And it's so awesome, and I'm so excited to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. Tonight I just give God all praise and all glory. I reverence him because he is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, I just thank and praise God on tonight. I bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. And I'm so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us on today. And we just want to extend a warm welcome to you on tonight. We just give God all the praise and glory on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order. We're going to have a short devotion. I will read a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. And then we're going to open up our Bible class. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the inhabitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up the enemies round and about. His lightning enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confound by all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols, worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of the judgments of the Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Yea, that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivered them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteousness, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I have just read you Psalms 97 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his word. We're going to have a song now.
Sure, I can be free. Oh, I can be.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, sacrifice your life. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, on tonight, God, we just come right now, God, giving you all the praise tonight, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor tonight, God. We bless your holy name tonight. We lift your name up, God, that all men may see, Father. We just come bowing, worshiping you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we just bow down before the mercy seat on tonight, God, before your throne room, God, in the name of Jesus. Just giving you praise, Lord, and praise and glory on tonight. And we just magnify your holy name tonight. And we just thank you, Lord, and for all that you've done. And there's all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, God. And we give you praise. And we don't take it for granted, Lord, and nothing that you do for us, Lord. And we come on tonight, God, and just praising you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you tonight to cover everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. Cover their families, God, and in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them tonight. I ask you tonight to bless every member, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, and keep them covered and their families, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, and in the name of Jesus, to let me decrease, God, and that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us and teach us tonight, God. And let me, Father, move me from myself, God, and that this empty vessel may be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus and minister to us on tonight, Lord. And I ask you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that I may bind up the strong man. I bind the strong man tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the strong man, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. I serve you your eviction notice on tonight in the name of Jesus. You got to go. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to send fire down now. Burn them up right now in the name of Jesus. Send fire down, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you to send your anointing, God. Let your power fall tonight, God. Use me, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your anointing come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. We just give God all praise on tonight, and we give God glory, and we magnify his holy name on tonight. We just thank and praise him for this opportunity, for this opportunity. It's an awesome opportunity to study God's word. I'm going to read in Leviticus chapter 7 and 8 on tonight. I'm going to read chapter 7. Likewise, this is the law of trespass offering. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering shall they kill the trespass offering. And the blood thereof shall be sprinkled round and about upon the altar. And he shall offer of it all the fat thereof, the rump, and the fat that covers the inward, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flank, and the caul that is above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar of an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And it is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy place. It is most holy. As the sin offering is, so is the trespass offering. This there is one law for them. The priest that maketh atonement therewith shall have it. And the priest that offereth any man burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering, which he hath offered, and all that meat offering that is baked in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan, and in the pan shall be the priest that offer it. And every meat offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as another. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offering, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cake mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and the cake mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavening bread, which with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering unto the Lord. And it shall be the priest that sprinkle the blood of the peace offering, and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offered his sacrifice. And on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted. Neither shall it be imputed unto him that offered it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity, and the flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offering that pertain unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be burnt off from his people. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man or any unclean beast or any abomination unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offering which pertaineth unto the Lord, even the soul shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, ye shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat, and the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beast may be used in any other use. But ye shall in no wise eat of it. For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast of which man offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of the fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even the soul shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of his peace offering unto the Lord shall bring his oblation unto the Lord of the sacrifice of the peace offering. His own hand shall bring the offering of the Lord made by fire, the fat with the breast. It shall he bring, that the breast may be weighed for a wave offering before the Lord. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron and his son. And the right shoulder shall ye give unto the priest for a heave offering of the sacrifices of your peace offering. He among the sons of Aaron that offereth the blood of the peace offering, and the fat shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifice of their peace offering, and have given them unto Aaron the priest and unto his sons by a statute forever from among the children of Israel. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons out of the offering of the Lord made by fire in the day when he presented them to ministers unto the Lord and to the priest's office. And when the Lord commanded to be given them the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them by the statute forever throughout their generation, this is the law of the burnt offering and the meat offering and of the sin offering and the trespass offering and of the consecration and of the sacrifice of the peace offering, which the Lord commanded Moses in Mount Sinai in the day that the command that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their oblations unto the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bullock for the sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather thou all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the assembly was gathered together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said unto the congregation, this is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his son and washed them with water. He put upon them, on him, the coat, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod upon him. And he girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod, bound it upon him, and he put the breastplate upon him also. He put the breastplate, the Urim, and the Thummim, and he put the mitrate upon his head, also upon the mitrate, even upon his forefront did he put the golden plate and the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head, and anointed him to sanctify him. And Moses brought Aaron's son and put coats upon them, and girded them with the girdles, and put bonnets upon their head, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it. And Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round and about with his fingers, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the calf above the liver, and the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and Moses burned it upon the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burned with fire without the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering, and Aaron and his son laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round and about, and he cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burnt the head and the pieces and the fat, and he washed the inward parts, the leg, in water. And Moses burnt the whole ram upon the altar, and it was burnt. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savor, and an offering made by fire unto the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the other ram, and the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he slew it. And Moses took of it blood of it, and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's son, and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right finger, and upon the great toe of the right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round and about. And he took the fat and the rump, and all the fat that was upon the inward, and the caul above the liver, and the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of the unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took 1 unleavened cake, and a cake of oil bread, and 1 waffle, and put them on the fat, and upon the right shoulder. And he put all upon Aaron's hand and upon his son's hand, and waved them for a wave offering before the Lord. And Moses took them from off their hands and burnt them on the altar upon the burnt offering, and they were consecrated for a sweet savor. And it is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And Moses took the breast and weighed it for a wave offering before the Lord, for of the ram of the consecration of it was Moses' part, as the Lord commanded Moses. And Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar, and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments, and upon his sons and upon his garments, and garments with him, and sanctified Aaron and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. And Moses said unto Aaron, to his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecration. And as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it, and that which remaineth of the flesh and of the bread shall ye burn with fire, and ye shall go not, and ye shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation in 7 days, until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate. As he have done this day, so the Lord have commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall ye abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night, 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord that ye die not, for so I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all things which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Amen. That was some good reading right there. I enjoy reading it. So we're going to get ready to answer these. Could leavened bread be used for an offering of thanksgiving? Could leavened bread be used as an altar, as an offering of thanksgiving? What
yes.
Do you think? Yes, that's right. Yep, that's right. How long could a voluntary sacrifice be kept before it had to be disposed?
Anybody it should be that? Burnt with fire on the third day.
Yep, and I think that's in verse 17, but the remainder of the flesh
yes.
of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. Amen. Amen. Chapter 8, what did Moses do in this chapter as instructed by the Lord? What did he do in this chapter, the whole chapter?
Consecration for priesthood.
Mm-hmm. He consecrated Aaron and his son as priests before the Lord. The whole chapter he did, all the way through it. What did Aaron and his sons do with some of the flesh of the wave offering?
They ate some.
Yeah, verse 31, and the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the bread shall be Aaron's and his son's. And the right shoulder shall ye give unto the priest for a heave offering of the sacrifices of your peace offering. Amen. Okay. How long did the consecration period last? Verse 33.
7 days.
Mm-hmm. That's in verse 33 of chapter 8. And ye shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation in 7 days, until the day of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall be consecrate, shall he consecrate you. Amen. Some answers went quick and good. It's so much more Now, chapter 8 was just all talking about the consecration. And when we consecrate people, we should go, try to go by that. When we consecrating people, that's what we should go by. But and some people do, but they don't make them stay in the church. You know what I'm saying? They don't make them stay in the building for 7 days. But when some people consecrate at home, they do. They do. Now, does anyone have any questions before I start talking?
What does consecration mean?
It's like setting apart or unto the Lord, just setting yourself apart and praying unto the Lord, kind of like doing, like I'm like a sabbatical, consecrate yourself unto the Lord. And they did that for 7 days. I'm a go 1 day, and then the next month I'm gonna go 2 or 3 days. But they was eating and stuff. I'm not gonna eat. So, I mean, I'm a drink, so I can take my medicine, but I'm not gonna eat. But you know, we all should want to do that every now and then.
So that's like another form of fasting.
You know what? You can say that. Yeah, you can say that. But and then you have to really like. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that. You have to really like stay before the Lord. With fasting, sometimes we just won't eat. We won't, and sometimes people don't pray all day and read and study. Sometimes they just won't eat. But with consecration, you have to do all of those things and kind of stay before the Lord. Mm-hmm. And set yourself apart. Just be in front of God. That's what I think it is.
Apostle, it's also another form of ordination or ordaining as well. Like some ministers, they're ordained. Just like we saw Moses consecrating them, Aaron and his sons. Yeah, so it's another part of ordaining as well. It can be, but individually consecrating, you're before the Lord, you're studying, you're making declarations unto the Lord, you know, I will bless the Lord at all times, and just really being in God's face and just allowing him to cleanse us. And sometimes we could use that moment for repentance, you know, confession, and just mm-hmm. allowing God to cleanse us and just, you know, before the Lord, laying out, praying, talking to the Lord, allowing him to cleanse us, allowing him to speak to us. So it's a lot into consecrating, and it's very important. In Christianity, we should consecrate at least once a year, you know, or more. I'm going to say more, but at least once a year, and it's good for the soul. Amen.
Amen.
And
she's
right. And I just want to add, too, that that when you just, you know, I want to piggyback off of what she said. I really agree with that, because you can't really go on years without consecrating, and that means to get back to, you know what I'm saying, get back to God, or where
mm-hmm.
you belong in Christ, to make holy. You get what I'm saying? So I could fully vouch for you consecrating, meaning to start over. You know what I'm saying? When you think about people consecrating themselves, you know, you would want to think about, just think about a church. And, you know, I don't know if you had this question, because I think, not logically, but I think, and when I think too deep. You get what I'm saying? So my thoughts are, how do people make churches if they don't build them? You know, because it's a lot of churches that people make, you know, out of anything, out of liquor stores, out of storefront buildings, and you have to actually go in and consecrate them. So basically you're making them a holy place for us to lay prostrate, for us to praise our higher power, our God. So to consecrate, to consecrate is to basically make holy and to dedicate yourself to God. That means to dedicate to God's purpose for you in your life. So what is God's purpose for you in your life? That's when you consecrate. You get what I'm saying? You go before God and you consecrate. You get cleansed. I just wanted to add that because I had to do it before and it wasn't easy, trust me. So you probably want to tell someone before you consecrate, like your pastor or somebody, to actually pray for you through it because it's hard.
Yeah, it's a hard thing. That was, both of those were some outstanding comments, and I hope, Prophet, as you understand what they were saying, you know, like both of them was good. I don't even have to piggyback. I just know what I got to do Friday and Saturday. Friday evening to Saturday evening. I mean, you can anoint yourself. And a lot of times, like Moses did Aaron, them, I don't have anybody here to do me but apostle. But I'm just going to, he can do the priestly anointing on me, like anoint my head and anoint my right thumb and my right big toe, my right ear. Like I always, that's how I anoint myself anyway, but I can allow him to do it before I go on my sabbatical come Friday and to be consecrated. I mean, if you really, really before the Lord 24 hours in prayer and laying out, no sleep, no nothing, just some water, maybe some juice or something, and you laying off before the Lord, we're going to tell the difference. We're going to know you've been before the Lord. We're going to know it. So, and God has commanded Moses to consecrate them. And just like when I ordain and affirm, prophets and apostles, that's what happened to them. They get anointed and they get prayed for before people, and sometimes not before people, but that's what happened. I had a service to, you know, a consecration I had one to affirm Connie, and but I had ordained, I think it was 10 or 12 prophets or something like that, about 3-4 years ago, maybe 5, I forgot when it was, but that's how you do it. Absolutely, and that's very important, just like they said, it's important, and then you do need people to pray for you, because a lot of time you purge, and I believe that's the attack that I got on me, the reason why my nose and stuff keep bleeding and I'm spitting up blood and stuff today, because I'm going on this consecration on Friday, and I don't care what it do. I don't care what the enemy tries. I'm going to do what God told me to do, and he can keep trying. I can keep spitting up blood. It don't even matter. It don't matter. I'm going to do what God told me to do. So you do need people to pray for you, because the enemy don't want me to be consecrated, because he know I'm going to pull down every stronghold. I'm going to tear up some stuff in the realm of the spirit. So when I said I was going on the sabbatical, it was like, oh, no. So, yeah, it's just not a coincidence. I've been bleeding every day. It's just not, for no reason. Blood pressure, fine. So this is why you have to have prayer, and you still have to stay before the Lord. You can't get, you know, sidetracked. But we have any more questions, anyone, or comments? So, like, you know, they have all these different offerings. They have, like, the guilt offering. And the rules for that is the priest must do with the ram. The priest must offer all the fat because it has to offer up the ram, including the inner part, to the Lord. And there is a similar rule for the peace offering, just like it is for the guilt offering. And for the sin offering as well, that was in chapter 4. And the offering, the parts of the offering that belong to the priest, God allows the priest to receive something for each type of offering. The priest always gets something. They even receive something from the whole offering, the animal's leather. So God provides for his priest the offering before their meat and their bread, even their clothes. And the offerer knew that the priest accepted the offering of God on God's behalf. This was clear because the priest took the proper parts of themselves, and the priest knew that God approved of them. This was clear because he was sharing his gifts with them. So he makes sure he'll take care of his preacher. That's why I was saying it's okay to put a cash app up for the ministry. But God, he said, don't worry about no nothing. He said, don't bring a cloak, just what you got on. I'm going to provide for you, and then you can read over there in 1 Kings and 2 Kings where he sent Elijah different places, and he said, just go to this person's house and go there and tell them I sent you. And this and this and this, and they'll be provided for. Because a lot of times when you bless a prophet, when you bless an apostle, any person of God, you're going to receive that reward. Most of the time they'll say you'll receive a prophet's reward when you bless somebody. That's why it behooves me. I be trying my best to be a blessing. Some people may say, oh, you just be doing this. I don't really care. My thing is I want to bless when God tell me to. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't going to get out there and just do something on my own. But when God say you do this, then I will do it. And if I don't have it, I know he's going to supply me with it to do it. I just wait for it. I wait for it. If I don't have it, I'm going to say, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to get it for you. Because I know if God want me to have it and do it, he's going to supply me with it. So, you know, it's important to be obedient and do what God say do. And they have rules and laws for the peace offering. The peace offering is an animal, a cow, a bull, a ram, a sheep, or a goat. And that was back in Leviticus chapter 3. It says, but the peace offering may be to say thank you to the Lord for something. Then the offerer, the person that's offering, must also give an offering of cake, bread, or biscuit. The offerer, or the person that's doing it, receives back the meat from his peace offering. And he can eat it with his friends and family. But they must eat all the meat on that day. They cannot keep any of it. They have to eat it all. However, sometimes there is an exception. The offerer could eat some of the meat on that next day, but he must burn any that remains on the third day. This is where we was talking about in Prophetess Sally was talking about. This may be for their health, but clearly there is a more serious meaning too. If they do eat it on the third day, God would not accept any of the offerings. God only accepts fresh meat. And so we must offer our thanks to him for his daily kindness. That's in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. And the word unclean in verses 19 through 23 means this, that the unclean person cannot come near to the meeting tent. Cut off means that the Lord would punish that person. It may mean that the person would die, or it may even mean that the person must not still live among the Israelites, because he said that he would, they had to go out, they had to go away or something like that when I was reading it. And the really nasty animals in verse 21 may be something that slides along the ground. I know, like a snake or something like that. And that's like unclean. So that's a lot of what the Lord was talking about, the unclean and nasty animals and stuff like that. But we have to be, you know, really careful. It's rules about the blood. It's rules about the priest. So we read the rules about the priest, I think. Well, we discussed it, but it's rules about all that stuff. It's a lot to learn in Leviticus. It'll be some years we'll be still going through Leviticus as we study this word. And it's good to always study off, like, you know, I say, well, we're going to study from Proverbs today, and I have a topic where we're going to talk about forgiveness today. It's good to do that, but let me tell you something. The best thing you can do is learn this, the Word of God. The best study you can do is learn this Word. When you know the Word, people can't fool you. I don't care. They can try to fool you, but God will speak to you through this Word so quick. It'll make your head swim. And he always give you something to say when you know the Word. You can always say something, because you bringing something, he'll give you an idea from First Corinthians. He may go back to the book of Proverbs and give you something else. You don't worry about remembering the Word of God. All you do is study it, and the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance. You can't learn this whole Bible. You can't, I mean, we can learn so much of it, but you won't know where all of it is at one time. But if you study to show yourself approved, the Holy Spirit will bring it right back to you. Anytime you need it, it's right there. They faithful to do that. I'm telling you. I'm right there. I've been there. I've done it. I was trying to learn verses and learn scriptures and all this kind of stuff. Just study. That's all you got to do is study and ask God to bring it back to your remembrance. And he will. So the Hebrew word for Israelite means the son of Israel. And they were the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A descendant is someone in your family that lives after you do. Okay. The Hebrew word for the altar really means on the fire. That's what it means, the altar. The Hebrew word for altar means on the fire. And this fire was on the altar. This rule was only about the types of animals that the Jews could offer as sacrifice, like cattle, sheep, and goats. That fat belongs to God. But the Jews could eat the fat from other clean animals. But the sacrifice animals was just the cattle, the sheep, and the goat. The passage emphasizes blood. Blood is important. Life is in the blood. Y'all know that. Life is in the blood. Leviticus 17 and 11, and we ain't got there yet, but We'll get there. Life belongs to God, and it's in the blood. I know the blood is very important. I know it is. In verse 30, the breast is, of course, a piece of meat from the front of the animal's body near the animal's heart. This part of the animal belongs to the priest. A recent Jewish rabbi has described the wave offering. One wave weighs the meat up and down, and the left and the right. For a Jew, this reminds him that everything in heaven and earth belongs to God. He weighs the meat to give it to God, but God gives the meat to the priest. So the piece of meat that was closest to the heart belongs to the priest. Jews considered that the heart was very special and important. People believe that you thought with your heart, and they believe that you felt love in your heart. So the gift of the meat that was closest to the heart was an expression of love. That's what they thought about that breast. The breast is the closest to the heart. And you know, it was some wicked priests. And it is interesting that they refused to obey the particular rule in 1 Samuel, the second chapter. They felt no love for the people whom they served. They thought in verse 32, they thought that the right leg was one of the best bits of meat on an animal. But 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 24 says that Samuel gave it to Saul, and it was special. Verse 35 and 36, these verses tell us that the priest would always have a share of food. This means that they could always be busy in the meeting tent or later in God's house in Jerusalem. Verse 37 and 38, ordination is what happens to a man in order to appoint him a priest. This is more about, there is more about this in the Leviticus too. And we have to just learn the offerings, the different kind of offerings, the wave offering, the corn offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, the guilt offering, peace offering, and all those, we just need to learn what they mean. We won't really understand a lot what it is, but we can still learn what they mean and stuff, and that'll be a blessing. That'll help us right there. Anybody have any questions or anything? And that's why the Lord had me praying for the priests as well, because a lot of times when I'm praying, I pray for apostles and prophets and bishops and pastors, but I also, he also had me praying for missionaries and priests. And I know a lot of people don't believe in Catholic. These priests weren't Catholic. These priests weren't Catholic. They was Jesus' priests. That's all they knew back then. So I still pray for the priests and their families. And I don't sit up and say I pray for the Catholic priest. I just pray for the priest. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for that. And you know that Aaron was Moses' brother, and God told Moses to appoint Aaron as his descendant to be the priest for the Israelites. And in Exodus chapter 29, God told Moses how he should appoint Aaron. All the instructions for the ceremony are in the chapter, in that chapter. And here in Leviticus chapter 8, Moses obeys these instructions. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times God will tell us something, and we're going to do it. He's going to open the door for us to do it. Definitely. I mean, he told him that over in Exodus, and he didn't get him anointed and consecrated to Leviticus. But he knew he knew Aaron was going, because he was like a spokesman for Moses before they got out of Egypt, before God brought them out of Egypt. He was because Moses couldn't speak good, so he had the Lord told him to get Aaron and let him tell him, because Moses was stuttering. Mhm. Oh, you know, it's good and it's real interesting. I've been reading and just trying to just feel comfortable in it and just getting ready for what's gonna come in the book of Leviticus, because it's like I said, it's some evil priests, you know, just like it is some evil preachers and doing all wicked, not evil, but wicked, doing all these different things. And it's some today, we all sin, but now we can repent and turn from it, because true repentance is not doing it again. That's what true repentance means. You repent and God accepts it, but you got to turn from it. You can't keep doing it. That's how God gets you. That's how he'll get you. You go right back and do the same thing, so you ain't, hey. You still messing up. Any more questions or comments? Well, I really enjoyed myself. I really enjoy you all when you ask questions and y'all comment on them, because it make me know that you do understand some of it and you do want to learn. So I really appreciate that. And like tomorrow is 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern time. We'll be back on for just about a half hour, 20 minutes or half an hour for a brief meeting, business meeting. Then I want to meet with everybody by themselves. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now for your word, God. We just thank you for the understanding that you've given us through your word, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for each one that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover each one of them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them and their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight for opening up our understanding and opening up our hearts and minds on tonight, God. I give you praise and glory. And I ask you on tonight, God, to dispatch angels and activate our angels, God. Dispatch them to our homes and Lord, in our cars, and let them protect us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for binding up the strong men on tonight. We just give you praise and glory. We magnify your holy name. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. You all have a blessed rest of the night. And we'll be right back here on Thursday night, tomorrow night, but Thursday night for our Bible class for chapter 9 and 10. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night. And you know, if you need to ask me anything or need me for anything, just give me a call. I'm right here. God bless you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Love you too. Good night. Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love you.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you too. Good night.
Love you. Good night.